Hello. You know who this is, chillin'? This is Sleepy Joe. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet little eyes is a-poppin' and a-snappin' these days. Because you know what's a-comin', chillin'? Christmas. Mm-hmm. With candles and toys and nuts, and the stockings are-hangin' over the fireplace full of toys. It's all right on top of us. And you know something, chillin'? Old Sleepy gonna be right here at the same time every day with a story for you. Stories of Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Sis Crow and all the rest of the folks that live in the great outdoors. I sure is. And in just a second, we gonna start off with the story of Brer Fox and the Christmas Turkey. But first, how about some music? All right, children. Just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories. Mm-hmm. And you're especially gonna like the story of Brer Fox and the Christmas Turkey. And it all started out the day that Brer Fox passed Farmer Green's poultry yard. And there in the yard, just as big as you please, was a great big turkey. And it's so tender and juicy looking that Brer Fox just couldn't believe his eyes. And Brer Fox was a-saying,
yum, yum, yum. Hard to believe. A real honest-to-goodness living and breathing tender, delicious turkey. Uh-oh. And there's a place in the chicken fence big enough for me to get into the poultry yard, too, what I'm talking about. So here I goes, inviting my own self to a delicious turkey dinner on the spot.
Well, chillin', Brer Fox, he run up to the hole in the fence, and he starts sneaking through for to eat up the turkey. And he would have eat up the turkey, too, if it hadn't have been for Brer Snake. Because just as Brer Fox started through the hole in the fence, Brer Snake, he wiggle up. And Brer Snake, he say,
oh, wait, Brer Fox.
I ain't waiting. I seen him first and he mine, and I eating him on the spot.
Oh, wait, my impetuous brother.
Wait for what?
Wait until he's fattened up, Brer Fox.
Oh, he's fat enough to suit me.
Oh, but he isn't, Brer Fox. That turkey is a Christmas turkey. He won't be fat and ready to eat until the day before Christmas, and that is several weeks off.
But what is a Christmas turkey?
A Christmas turkey is a skinny turkey like this one. Skinny and tough and stringy. The farmer puts him in the pen, and then he feeds him corn for several weeks before Christmas to fatten him up and make him tender.
Oh, so that's why he's in the pen, huh?
Of course. He's being fattened for Christmas dinner, Brer Fox.
Oh, I see.
Why not wait a few weeks and then come back? Eat him when he's nice and fat and tender, as only a corn-fed turkey can be.
I can taste him now. Maybe you're right, Brer Snake. I'll wait till the day before Christmas. He ought to be fat enough by then.
Of course he will be. The day before Christmas, that turkey will be at the peak of his goodness.
Okay, I'll wait. Been eating grub worms all winter, so guess I can keep on eating them a little longer. Especially when I know I is going to feast on Christmas turkey the day before Christmas.
Well, children, Brer Fox, he followed Brer Snake's advice and wait. He sure did. But every day he come down and he look in the pen at the turkey and he lick his chops. He sure did. And then one day, just before Christmas, he make up his mind he going down there and eat the turkey. Because the turkey was getting fatter and fatter and fatter. And finally, it got so fat that Brer Fox just couldn't stand it no longer. And that's when he make up his mind to go down and eat the turkey. But when he finally make up his mind, it was the day before Christmas. And he got down to the poultry yard bright and early. Bright and early to get that turkey. But lo and behold, when he got down there, the turkey was gone. And Brer Fox, he went all over everywhere looking for it. He looked in the hen house and the chicken yard and the barn and every place. But he couldn't find no Christmas turkey. But he did find Brer Snake. Looking just as sassy as you please. And fatter than Brer Fox than ever seen it. Oh, he was a fat-looking snake. And Brer Fox, he say,
"Hey, where's that Christmas turkey at, Brer Snake?"
"I wouldn't know, Brer Fox."
Say, Brer Snake, getting a few turkey feathers out in his mouth.
"In fact, I is too full to talk about anything, Brer Fox, except to wish you a very Merry Christmas. So long."
And with that, Brer Snake wiggled into the tall grass, leaving Brer Fox standing there looking hungrier than ever. So you see, children, them where listens to snaky people is liable to wind up like Brer Fox and get no Christmas turkey at all. And that's the truth. It sure is. And now how about some music? Just listen to this. That's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. And here a riddle that you can study about twixt and tween now and the next sitting, chillin'. Is you ready? Yeah, it is. What is it that's red and white and sits on top of the house and Santa Claus come down it once a year? See, can you get that one twixt and tween now and the next sitting? And besides telling you the answer to the riddle, we're going to have more music and stories at the next sitting, too. And now, for old Sleepy, say bye-bye. Here's a little thought that I want to leave with the children. Oh, I likes to play out in the snow and hear the sleigh bells ring. And I likes to hear the Christmas songs that little children sing. Now, bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.